We are back, and I can't imagine who's going to get my attitude straight when I have to go back to the real world next week.
Yeah, you're going to be calling me. That's all I have to say.
I know, but it's been fun, and we still have a whole day to go, and I am so glad today we have my Oshkosh roommate, Ron Donner, with us today.
You're sure you want to admit that
on
the air?
Well, you know, we're all kind of hanging in the same house, and I want to be nice to him. I mean, Ron's the chief editor of Aircraft Maintenance Technology Magazine, and he's also the executive director of the AMT Society. But best of all, he's seen both worlds as a technician and as a pilot, because he's got all the cool ratings like I have. And but I like this part, that he won the NATA's Journalism Award in 2012. So I think he must be right on the money there. So, Ron, thank you for coming.
Well, thank you, Amy and Rob. I really appreciate it. And so as journalists go, you know, publications and such have taglines. And my personal tagline to continue that discussion is, don't confuse me with a real journalist, because I'm really an airplane guy, okay?
Well, it's okay. You're an airplane guy who can spell, apparently.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Amy.
That's really good. Well, you know, this is an area we were talking this morning with some other people about the career path for people in the industry. And, of course, so many people think of just pilots, but it's more than pilots. It's pilots and technicians and air traffic controllers and dispatchers and airport managers. But tell us a little bit about what's happening in the technician world these days. I mean, we're not going to have enough mechanics, are we?
Well, you're absolutely right. And you know, pilots, and I can say this because I am a pilot, but flying and pilots get a lot of the glory and of course a lot of the press. But you know, the reality of it is, with this kind of looming pilot shortage, is the situation with maintainers and aircraft maintenance mechanics is as critical, if not more, with regards to a, you know, quote unquote impending shortage. And there's a lot of reasons for that that are kind of taking place out in the industry today.
Well, like what, maybe?
Well, for instance, one of the big things we have to start with to kind of frame this up is, so AMT Magazine, we do our, like a lot of magazines, we do a readership survey every year. And one of the questions I ask, and this goes out to tens of thousands of subscribers for the magazine, one of the questions I ask is, what's your age group? So currently, the last survey that was done was 75% of the respondents to that question are over 50 years old, and it's half and half, 50 to 60 years old and older 60, over 60, excuse me. So that kind of frames up one piece of this puzzle.
You have an aging group of workers.
Absolutely, and we're not different from a lot of industry really today, but you know, that's a good place to start right there. So if we switch a little bit to the Part 147 A&P schools in this country, I sit on the board of directors for an organization called Aviation Technician Education Council that supports the A&P schools in the United States. And there's roughly somewhere around 180, 190, so under 200 schools that have an FAA 147 approval to teach the A&P curriculum. Now, during the year, or just about every year, there's about 4,500 graduates from those schools, and that goes from, say, your typical technical school in a small town to the large colleges like Embry-Riddle or Spartan. Okay, so 4,500, give or take, a year that graduate. The other thing that takes place is, unfortunately, which I think should be more alarming, is about 25% of graduates from the A&P schools go into non-aviation careers.
So they go to school for one thing, but they don't actually turn a wrench.
Well, if you think about it, Amy, the A&P school is just a wonderful, wonderful school to learn a whole variety of technical skills. We learn hydraulics, we learn pneumatics, we learn structures, we learn engine theory, we learn electronics, we learn a bit about processes and regulations. Industries such as the railroad industry, the amusement parks, the elevator industry, things that you wouldn't even think about. And what do? The maintainers there. They fix hydraulics, pneumatics, structures, electrical systems, and so on.
That makes sense.
And, you know, unfortunately, as we all know, the aviation industry has had some difficulties in the last 10 years. You know, there has been a softening of wages in some segments. There's been a bit of stability. The major airlines are finally, I think, settling out after their mega mergers of the last number of years. You know, unfortunately, general aviation still is kind of flat, still struggles a little bit. Corporate and business aviation is doing better with big cabin jets, so there's a lot of opportunity there. And then the specialized repair stations and companies that work specifically on other people's airplanes, whether they're corporate jets, whether they're engines or components, or whether they're airliners, they do real good. So, there's a lot of reasons why people maybe have left the industry or have chosen to go elsewhere.
Well, so I guess the question is, how do you entice people that are already in school to stay in the aviation industry? Is it all just about money? Or are there any outreach efforts to try to hold on to these people?
Well, that's a great question, and I think when people of my generation grew up, I loved airplanes. I loved aviation. I knew that's what I was going to do. You know, it's the passion. We talk about the passion of aviation, which really, probably doesn't exist as much with the younger people today. And that's why we do this. That's why we're in this world that we live in. So it's a tough one. You have to reach the youngsters early, and you have to get them engaged in airplanes and aviation. And, I speak as much as I can to both A&P school students and high school students and try to, this is really a wonderful career, and let's talk about it a little bit.
Wow, that's really, and how about the ladies? Do you see more ladies coming in, or is it still that same 6% we always talk about with ladies? And
I hate to correct you here, but it's well below 6% in the maintenance
really?
Industry. You tell me.
Well, unfortunately, it is. There's more. The last student group I talked with was at in my home state in Minnesota, and there were students from Minnesota, South Dakota, I think maybe Iowa, and there were a few young ladies in the group, but not many.
Well, that is interesting, and it's a shame, but I mean, there are so many opportunities across the board, and that's what we've got to figure out is how to gather these folks.
Well, there are organizations that are trying very hard. I know that the AMT Society and AWAM, the Association of Women in Aviation Maintenance, work together, for instance.
Sure. I try as much as I can to interact with other organizations, such as AWAM, such as the NBAA. I told you about my role with the Part 147 schools, and that's very important, I think. All of us as associations and organizations and individuals, we all have kind of a common goal out there, and I think sometimes there needs to be a closer collaboration of all the great efforts that all these associations are doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess something I'm just thinking about the parallels between the pilot side and the AMT side. I mean, here in the United States, many of the airlines and what have you are kind of depending on everyone else to kind of just feed them pilots. But on the maintenance side, do any of the airlines or any of that sort of thing, or even the big MROs, do they have a role in bringing in new people?
Yes, that's a good question. There are more and more efforts these days by large operators the airline industry, probably much more with some manufacturing firms and some of the large MROs, to work with high schools, to work with the A&P schools, to get these students to come in and have internships. And there's some of them will even get approvals to do that.
We see Delta at Women in Aviation, and also United and American, all have maintenance scholarships.
They're the
as
only
well.
Three left.
Well, yeah. I think I ran through them all.
I was going to say
Southwest. Yeah. I think Southwest has a maintenance scholarship too. So that's another place where their industry is definitely funding it. So where can we find more information about aircraft maintenance technology and the AMT Society? Do you have a website?
Yes. So our magazine, AMT, shares a common website with Airport Business and Ground Support Worldwide. It's called aviationpros.com. All of our magazines are there, all of the daily news. I was doing news this morning at 5 a.m. For the website and such. And I just kind of like to close by saying aircraft maintenance is a wonderful career. There is a definite need for technicians in the years ahead.
Ron Downer from AMT Magazine, thank you so much for joining us today on EAA Radio.